Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the fellow who gets on a high horse is riding for a fall. We're happy to have this privilege of being with you today. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. Our program is presented with the desire of mind to do all we can to help to further the spread of the gospel of Christ. We'd like for you to know God's will so that you could be obedient to it. And so we're happy that you take the time to be with us as we study from the Word of God. All right, let's return to our study. We're in the 20th chapter of the book of Acts. We have seen the Apostle Paul coming to the closing period of his life and wanting to do all he can to get instruction to people who needed that teaching. And so he calls together the elders from the city of Ephesus and has them come to Miletus. Now, when he begins talking with them, he points out this: I haven't held back anything that you need to know about the will of God. I'm free from the blood of all men, and I take you to record this day, I'm pure from the blood of all men. We noted that in Ezekiel chapter 3, as well as chapter 33, Ezekiel said that the watchman was one who would watch diligently for the approach of an enemy. He would sound the trumpet if an enemy was coming, and people within the city then were responsible for their reaction to the message. Would they be prepared, or would they not listen? But he had freed himself from their blood by sounding the trumpet. Now that same figure is true in regard to preaching. The man who preaches the Word of God frees himself from the blood of all people. If he doesn't tell people about the will of God, then indeed he'll answer to God for that. However, if he gives the warnings and they don't listen to the warnings, their blood is upon their own shoulders. In verse 27, he says, I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. In other words, this is what God wants you to know. This is God's advice to you. This is the will of God. And this is what God wants you to know that you must do. Paul says, I haven't shunned to declare, that is, I've not kept back any part of that. In verse 28, he says, take heed, therefore, to yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Now we noted yesterday in our study that the statement, he purchased it with his own blood, indicates the importance of the church. Surely no one would argue that God would allow his son to die to buy something that's non-essential. And so that just simply means the church must be very, very important, or the Lord would not have died for it. When someone begins reasoning, well, you don't need the church in order to go to heaven, I hear people sometimes saying, well, preacher, I don't come to church, but I'm right with the Lord, and I am on a good relationship with the Lord, though I don't come to church. Well, my friends, you simply can't do that biblically. If you're trying to follow the teachings of the Word of God, you'll realize the importance of the church. And to eliminate the church puts you in a very dangerous situation. The Lord shed his blood to buy the church. How much value would there be then to the church if it took the blood of Christ to buy it? Well, it is of extreme importance, and salvation granted to man is through our acceptance of the work the Lord has done. All right, Paul says in verse 29, I want you to know this also. After my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Here's the figure of a flock of sheep. And there are those who are shepherds, and they have the responsibility of watching. Sheep are destroyed by wolves. The wolves come in and they destroy the flock. But if the shepherd is on his toes, the shepherd is watching and will not permit his flock to be torn up and destroyed by these who are wolves. Now, when he talks about wolves and a shepherd and a flock, he's talking, of course, in a figure of those who were shepherds or elders of the flock of God, that is, the church. And he's talking about wolves who would come in. These wolves are those who would destroy. Do you remember Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 15, "Beware of those who come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." What does that mean? It means they may disguise themselves, but very clearly they're concerned about destroying the flock of God. They're drawing away disciples after them. Look at verse 30. "Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them." They're trying to lead people in the wrong direction. Do you know, I would like to be able to say to you today, any person who claims to be teaching the Bible is worthy of being listened to, and whatever he has to say, you can just believe it and follow it. But you know, friends, there are many, many warnings in the Bible against false teachers. Now, when a person uses that term, immediately somebody gets the idea, well, he thinks he's right and everybody else is wrong. No, that's not the case. I believe the Bible is right, and any person who differs with God and the Bible is a false teacher. If a person teaches something and it's not in the Bible, then what he's teaching is false. Because John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth." So the word of God is the truth, and we are sanctified by the word of God. Well, what would it be then if a man teaches in religion that which is not the word of God? Well, look at Matthew 15 and this statement in verses 8 and 9. "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Can you see in this passage there are some who are teaching doctrines that are the commandments of men that didn't come from God? Well, if I follow what a man teaches, if he's teaching the doctrines of men, what will be the advantage of that? Jesus said, "It's in vain that they do worship me." The idea is, it renders the worship vain if what is being taught, believed, and practiced is false and has to do with the words of men. Now, Paul was concerned about the church. Therefore, he told these elders, be careful, because there are some who are going to come in and they're going to try to draw away disciples after them. They're going to teach them something that is not true and cause those people to be lost. He describes them as being wolves, and so they must be alert and aware of the fact that wolves are coming their way. We appreciate studying with you today. Please listen again tomorrow, and remember it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.